Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us. We'll get you ready for the weekend tomorrow. Looks like the morning commute could be a challenge, so we'll be ready with the KDK Radio Storm Center, brought to you by Duquesne Light, larger than light. Yesterday, we had talked to Pennsylvania Senator Williams, Lindsey Williams, about this. It's something I had never heard of before, the process of companies. How do we frame this? It's called surveillance pricing. And I immediately thought of our cyber expert, David Hickton, who is the founding director of the University of Pittsburgh Institute for Cyber Law, Policy, and Security. David, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Happy holidays to you, your staff, and all of the listeners out in KDKA Radio Land.
Well, we appreciate you and your service for many years, and I first met you actually just as you were appointed one of the most prestigious jobs as a U.S. attorney, and you've been serving for a long time. And this role that you founded really came off of what you did as a U.S. attorney battling cybercrime with international and countries like China, correct?
Correct. Yeah, China and Russia. We had the ball for China and Russia here in Pittsburgh. And this issue of surveillance pricing really comes from the inventive, creative, and sometimes exploitive use of algorithms by businesses. And we actually, if you look at our website at Pitt Cyber, our executive director, Beth Schwanke, led a creative study, first in the nation, on how algorithms were used by municipal governments. And we've been on top of this subject too.
And so is this pricing that companies apparently are doing where they kind of figure out who you are, and if you're in a certain area, more affluent or whatever, they change the pricing of a lot of products when you're purchasing things online, especially one of the apps we've heard of is Instacart, which is very popular.
Right. It's capturing a lot of attention now here in Pennsylvania. It was outlawed in New York in November of this year, and there's some laws on the books in places like California and Maryland. But there's really two problems that come from it. One is, you know, the invasion of your privacy and exploiting you by creating sort of a digital price hike when you're not looking. And the other problem is it can create collusive behavior by competitors. You know, this is really not that new if you've ever experienced it when you were looking for sports tickets or buying an airplane ticket. Sometimes when you wait, you find all of a sudden you wanted to go to Washington, D.C. It was $400 today and tomorrow it's $800. And that's what this is. They're monitoring and invading your privacy by trying to exploit the fact that you know there's greater demand, at least for you and maybe others, for that particular route or that particular game. And now it's coming to housing and groceries and things like that. And, you know, the whole issue of personal privacy is as wide and large as there are people. In Europe, where I've been teaching, in Ireland a lot, they have something called GDPR. And, you know, I couldn't even take a picture of my class without getting the consent of everybody in the room. And when you go online over there, you have to go through this whole ritual of opting in and opting out of various websites. Here, we sort of have a more liberal attitude about it. And, you know, free speech and free commerce, the balancing is in favor of letting businesses have all this data on you. And if you're a poor person with lots of kids, you could find yourself in the position of paying more for milk than, you know, me. And that's the problem. Now, what's going on in Pennsylvania is exciting. There's a bill that's gone through the House. It's going to hit the Senate, as Lindsay told you yesterday. It's not getting universal support. You know, it requires the consumer to opt out. It might be better, some think, that the businesses have the burden, not the consumer. But I think the important thing to say today, Larry, is that regardless of what happens with the legislation, there are things you can do to protect yourself. You know, when you go on apps, you have some choices about whether your data is going to be sold at least to third parties. Your browser on your device gives you some options as well. There's a website called Delete Me where you can actually take steps to remove some of your data. But the fact is, we don't really have a right of privacy with our data under the law right now or under the Constitution. And, you know, we're in a brave new world with all of this digital revolution that we're living with.
We're with David Hickton, who is the founding director at the University of Pittsburgh of this whole cyber world. And David, it's overwhelming to us as consumers, the burden of trying to figure all this out. You get notification from a company that maybe your email and password have been compromised with some company somewhere. They promise to give you protection with apps, you know, like a Norton or one of those.
Right.
And it's just so frustrating and actually frightening for a lot of people to deal with on a daily basis.
Well, even I deal with it. I'm an alleged cyber expert, but when I was on the board of the Kennedy Center, all the members were hacked. When I was in the federal government, there was very public notice that we had been hacked. I've been hacked privately twice, once trying to buy a golf club on eBay. It's almost part of the cost of doing business right now, but vigilance and good cyber hygiene can be helpful. But the subject du jour, what we're talking about today, is really a public policy discussion. And it's not something that there's a lot of consensus about. People do not agree about what is private and what is public. You know, Larry, I had a bad experience a couple of years ago with some shyster who put up my Christmas lights and took the lights down after I paid. and I chased him down, and it turned out that he was a criminal. And you know, now after that experience, I don't really deal with anyone that I don't do at least a basic Google search. It's a matter of due diligence. But there are people that feel that if you do a Google search on them, that is invasive, and that's cyber stalking. And, you know, I don't know where we're going to reach a consensus on this. This is what we work on every day at Pitt Cyber, because the intersection of technology and law and policy does not always match. We've put 8.5 billion people around the world on a digital platform, but we've not really developed the laws to deal with it. And this is a perfect example of how we're building the plane as we fly it.
Well, the other thing that's happening now is so much what we see on social media, you have to ask yourself now every day, is that real? With artificial intelligence and the ability to take a still photograph and create a moving image in video, for example, or things where somebody has told me, hey, I saw grandma hand feeding a grizzly bear. These things aren't real. How do you know the difference?
They are not. You don't. And this has really, really become troublesome in the age of artificial intelligence. So what you're talking about, Larry, they're deep fakes. Is really going to even get worse. And it's really, really bad when it's used against children. It's something I've always been concerned about. A huge signature of my service as U.S. attorney was protecting the exploitation of children. Literally, our toehold in Pittsburgh on getting to be the number one destination for cyber in the United States was really our work in protecting the exploitation of children in the early stage of the internet with instant messaging and that TV show about to catch a predator, you may remember.
Yes.
We had the lead on all that. And now we've come back to the future, if you will, because there are just harmful images, fake images being used against children for bullying and for sexual exploitation that are just horrific. But, you know, in the political campaign, there was a picture of Donald Trump and Joe Biden having lunch together, which didn't ever happen. And grandma feeding the bear, as you say, is not happening. So these deleterious and bad uses of technology are very unfortunate. They're not the majority of uses, but they require people to step up and come up with solutions. And that's where we try to work. We try to find people of goodwill who support our research and come up with a study group. And, you know, that's what Beth put together on decision-making algorithms. You know, many municipal governments, including here in Western Pennsylvania, use algorithms for good reasons. For example, when you leave a Steeler game, while we'd all like to listen to you longer, we'd like to get out of the parking lot faster. That's an excellent use. When we have snow like we're going to have tomorrow, we don't have infinite resources for snow removal, so we use technology to figure out where's the best place to send the snow plows. That's one and two good ways to use it. A bad way to use it is to decide that two people who are convicted of the same crime predict their rate of recidivism, their rate of doing it again, based upon their zip codes. And that's sometimes what the criminal justice system does, which puts technology in a position of reinforcing racism. What really concerns me about what you asked me to talk about today, surveillance pricing, is we haven't even begun the study of how the impact of surveillance pricing might really sock people who are least able to deal with it, like poor people, minority communities. And, you know, all businesses are supposed to chase the buck. You know, they're supposed to do as best they can to make as much as they can for their shareholders. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it is the function of government, even in an era when regulation is a four-letter word to some people, it is the function of government to step in and put a harness on that. And so I applaud what's going on in the PA State Senate, the PA State House. I think we need to look to what's going on in other states. New York has been a leader here. And, you know, I think we'll see what happens. But the public needs to be aware, and that's why I'm grateful for the opportunity to share all this with you. I think people need to up their game on awareness on this.
Well, we appreciate it. Keep up the great work, David. Thank you. And we'll talk again soon.
Always great to talk to you, Larry. Thank you very much.
David Hickton, founding director of the University of Pittsburgh's Institute for Cyber Law, Policy, and Security. It's an issue that's not going away. 7:20 from the KDK Radio News Desk. Here's a look ahead at our 7:30 report with Paul Rasmussen.
Well, Larry, most people probably didn't catch the president's address to the nation last night. It was at 9. And so we'll tell you what he was talking about, primarily the economy, in 10 minutes on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA.
So every Thursday at this time, we challenge our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen. So he answers, I answer, I have a lifeline. And today we're going to ask Jared Bacher, once again, President and CEO of Visit Pittsburgh, to be our lifeline before we chat. Are you okay with that, Jared?
Anytime, Larry. Happy to do it.
All right. We appreciate you. So let's go. Aaron Ferragoni, our producer, will ask the questions.
All right. Good morning, fellas. Obviously, this week we have to do Christmas. We're doing Christmas around the world.
Okay.
All right. Question number one. What year, and Paul, you're going to answer first. What year was Christmas declared a U.S. federal holiday? Option number one, 1865, 1870, or 1873?
1873.
Larry?
I'm going to my lifeline. Jared, do you have a clue?
He answered that very quickly. So that tends to give a bit of confidence. I'm going to say 1873 is correct.
All right. Aaron?
It's 1870.
Oh.
You were really close, Paul. All right.
You were very close.
Question
confident.
Number two. In what country is KFC a Christmas meal? KFC's fried chicken a Christmas meal tradition? This is just a flat out answer. Larry, you're first.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You wanted to go, Paul.
What state?
No, what country?
What country? That would be America.
Okay. Paul.
Japan.
Correct. Anchorman gets that one.
How the... You know what? Did you know that?
I did.
God.
He knew. He smirked as soon as I asked it. Okay, last question. In what country is Christmas called Jul, J-U-L? Flat out answer.
Just J-U-L, huh?
Yes.
I'll say Finland.
You said Finland?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Larry?
Oh, boy. Let's go.
That's a really good question.
Jared Barker.
Thank you.
Jared, do you have a clue?
I would, certainly in that area, in that region of the world, I would say Denmark.
All right.
Sweden.
We were all around.
Okay.
It. All right. Well,
thanks, fellas.
Paul, you still won it again. You're undefeated.
Well, I got beat last week by Michael Bartley.
Yeah, you did. So, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. 723 at KDK. Yeah,
of all the indignities, right?
You still won. Yes, for Bartley. Oh, boy. All right. Jared Barker is still with us. Jared, we get ready to wrap up a big year, and we're getting ready to have another big year. So give us the update.
We are. Good morning. Yeah, 2026, as we know, is on the doorstep. So lots of incredible things. Obviously, we talk a lot about the NFL draft. The NFL was just in last week, putting some extra fine points on the plan. So the draft is obviously a lot of our focus, but there's so much more going on next year, Larry. I'm really, really excited about everything that's taking place with the 250th anniversary of the Commonwealth, obviously our country's birthday celebration, lots of new events on the horizon, but it's going to be an exciting year. I think Pittsburgh is continuing to build its forward momentum. I do think we're in our next phase of the evolution of the city, both from an economy standpoint, society standpoint. It's a really exciting time.
Yeah, you had an opportunity. The commissioner was here, and I know he kind of gave us as a city collectively a thumbs up on preparations for the NFL draft, right?
He did. So last week we had the NFL and their planning team in, and they come in at this point with a really large group of people. There's probably over 100 people from the NFL and their subcontractors here, really looking at the entire plan that's coming together. They're doing such great work to make sure that the draft that we put in Pittsburgh is one of the best that the NFL has ever hosted. And to your point, the commissioner was here on Monday for Monday Night Football. Maybe he brought us a little bit of extra luck that got us over the line for our win. But he also came in and was briefed on our plans, feels confident that we're moving in the right direction. So it's really an exciting time. A lot of those details are starting to come together. 126 days from now, we'll welcome a lot of football fans to the shores of the Allegheny River.
Yeah, you think about it, opening a brand new airport. We've dialed back to June when we had the U.S. Open, and now looking ahead to the draft. And then to your point, 250th anniversary of Pennsylvania and the USA.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so important. I don't know that we recognize it enough. Next year is a huge year for sports across the Commonwealth. Obviously, over in Philadelphia, they've got the FIFA World Cup. They've got MLB All-Stars. Having the draft in Pittsburgh, we call it the great equalizer. This makes sure that Pittsburgh stays on the radar across the Commonwealth and that Philadelphia doesn't get all of the attention in 2026. So this really is an important part of how we can balance everything that's going on in the Commonwealth as far as big scale events. It's really important. It's going to be an exciting year for the entire state.
And the number of eyes that will be on the city of Pittsburgh and the region, how does that have an impact for what you and your staff do every day?
Oh, it's huge. You know, we've been tracking since we announced the award of the draft to Pittsburgh. We've seen billions of media impacts or impressions that have been activated across the world. So brand Pittsburgh has already grown substantially just from the standpoint of winning the event. And then, of course, a lot of media attention in and around the event as we're preparing for it. That countdown clock has been featured. It was featured on Monday Night Football. It was certainly featured in college football. So it's really been exciting to see all of Pittsburgh's story being told. But then when we host the draft, over 50 million viewers around the world will be watching it on screens. That's our chance, again, to really tell the Pittsburgh story. The broadcasters have agreed to take a lot of our talking points, a lot of our messaging, and really talk about that throughout their broadcast periods. So it's going to be an exciting time to tell the Pittsburgh story.
I even saw you on the big jumbo video screen at Acrisure on Monday night talking about our region. So exciting year ahead and a successful year wrapping it up. Jared, thank you, and we'll talk to you next year. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Larry. Thank you so much.
Jared Bacher, President and CEO of Visit Pittsburgh, brought to you by Visit Pittsburgh. If you haven't, visit Pittsburgh.com, and you will learn a lot about the region. This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Thursday we look forward to our conversations with the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. And you can see Dr. Mike on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. And in the background, a beautiful Christmas tree. And he's wearing his Pens hat today. So it's always game appropriate. In this case, looks like the Penguins were sold, not leaving town, Doc, but sold to this Hoffman family that owns like 280 businesses around the world.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Anyway, yeah, we got questions, obviously, from your fans. And Paul in Squirrel Hill wants to know, my indoor-only cat seems bored and restless now that the windows are closed and days are shorter. Do you have any winter enrichment ideas?
You know, I always tell people, hunt, climb, and scratch. You know, give them cat trees, window perches, and things to play with to stimulate their mental activity. The little lasers are fun. They like to chase them. It gives them exercise, and it's fantastic mental stimulation. But as long as you have those perches up and things that they can climb, because that's what they're inclined to do, that'll help them a lot.
Dr. Mike, Kevin in Mount Lebanon has this question. Says there have been coyotes and wildlife sightings in their neighborhood and nearby. How can I keep my small dog and me safe on evening walks when it's dark?
You know, a lot of people have that problem. We even have it. I'm up in Harrisville, and on the woods edges, sometimes at night when I let my dogs out, I can hear the coyotes chattering out there. So, and the dogs are aware of it too. But, you know, just take a noisemaker, a flashlight, stay away from the wooded edges. Never let your dogs chase coyotes, and you'll be safe. They usually don't approach humans when you're making noise. And then, you know, like I said, just never let your dogs approach them. That's one of the problems. Keep them on a short, sturdy leash.
Dr. Mike, as a follow-up on this, what are coyotes attracted to in residential areas?
I just think we're encroaching on their territory, and that's the problem. And they're constantly on the lookout for food. And so, you know, they can go after smaller dogs and even older dogs. So remember, they're pack animals, and it's not just one coyote. And sometimes they'll lure them in to the wood edges. So you want to be very, very careful.
And Doc, there's a lot of misinformation, too, about coyotes. About how large, give us an idea on average, what a coyote, in compare it to maybe a dog.
Breed. So you figure about 35 pounds would be a fairly large coyote around here. They're not wolf size. They're small dog size, small to medium dog size. So you'd be surprised. Some of them look pretty scrawny. But I've seen one on our property that was not scrawny. So it depends on, they're obviously on what they've been eating. But that'd be about the average size around here.
And do they have any predators, by the way? Do coyotes have predators?
Yeah, people, hunters. And people get hunting dogs and they go out and they, the dogs bring them around and the hunters shoot them. They used to trap them. I don't know that that's real common anymore, but it's the hunters are the big predators.
Doc, you know where our studio is here at Green Tree. So
yeah.
A couple of years ago, broad daylight, about 11:30 in the morning, I drove down the hill and I thought it was a German Shepherd walking across the street. Now, it's uncommon to see coyotes because they're pretty adept at staying out of sight, but it was startling to me how big this coyote was.
You know, we were out one time out to the conference in Las Vegas. We went golfing, my son and I, and they're roaming in broad daylight. They're roaming in the neighborhoods. And the people that we were golfing with said, oh, yeah, you know, they're always out here. We worry about our small dogs. And they act like it was just normal. And it just kind of bothered me. Sometimes you're hitting your golf ball and the coyotes are out there in the fairway.
Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine that.
That was a little bit unsettling to me. I was looking at that saying, wow, we're really close to them. I'm not real comfortable because I know too much. But
we were in a restaurant when the Steelers played in Dallas against the Packers years ago. We were in a restaurant near the city proper, and there was a coyote walking down the sidewalk.
Yeah, unbelievable, I know.
All right, we've got a cat question. My older cat has started drinking less and seems quieter as it's gotten colder. Is this seasonal or should I be worried? Maria in Dormont wants to know.
You know, decreased drinking by itself is not an emergency symptom, but I always get wary when I see behavior changes, especially in older animals. That I just would recommend you see your vet, set up a checkup. Like I said, it's not an emergency, but make sure everything's all right because those subtle behavior changes are sometimes how you catch things real early, like kidney disease and the like. But in the meanwhile, make sure you have like water fountains and plenty of fresh water around for your cat to get drinks and things. I know that you probably would do that, but those are the kinds of things I worry about, multiple fresh water sources and then monitor the litter box and the appetite. But when I see those subtle behavior changes, that's time for a checkup because something's probably going on.
Dr. Mike, in a week it's Christmas, and a lot of people are going to be dealing with pet issues of various kinds. What's your Christmas message for pet owners, especially the new ones?
Well, the big message is they don't make good gifts because it's a lifetime of responsibility. So if you're thinking about giving a pet as a gift, I hope you know the recipient really well. What I always tell people is probably better to get them a book about breeds or a certificate for the Stray Haven or something of that nature so that they can pick their own pet. That's the big caution. And then remember, the Christmas tree behind me is a big cat toy. And we want to be real careful with the Christmas trees around our animals and watch them carefully, because a lot of emergencies end up happening because either they tip it over, fire hazards, things like that, or they start getting into what's on the Christmas tree, and that can be dangerous for them as well.
It's funny you said that, and that is a very large tree. I don't know how you got it in the house, but I was thinking the same thing when our first question was about how to, you know, entice cats and so they're bored inside. I'm like, put Dr. Mike's tree there. Well,
my wife was letting the cat downstairs just before the show because it was interested in the tree. I said that had been a real good example.
As long as there aren't any squirrels in there like Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Doc, to you, Beth, and your entire family, since we won't talk to you for a few weeks because next week is Christmas and we have special programming and then New Year's Day. So we will talk to you in 3 weeks. Merry Christmas
and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to both of you. And I'll see you next year. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all the listeners.
We're so blessed to have you as part of our family. The great Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General. You can go to animalgeneral.net and we have a link at kdkradio.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.